Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, sitting in for Elliot Jaeger of the Jerusalem Post. Rabbi Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week's parsha is Kitetzeh. Kitetzeh, as Rashi and the other commentators point out immediately, is a parsha that deals with consequences, how one thing leads to another. The rabbis taught us the great rule that mitzvah goreret mitzvah, v'avera goreret avera. One good deed always drags along other good deeds that follow in its wake. And the opposite is also true, that sin drags other sins. We know that if a person is truthful, then you only have to say it once. But if a person is untruthful, then there is no limit to the lies that have to be said to cover up the original untruth. Well, in this parsha, the Torah deals with consequences. The rabbi said, "Ezeu chacham aroes anolad," who is a wise man, someone that can see not necessarily the future, but can see the consequences of one's act, what is born out of what happens. So the Torah here says that a Jewish soldier sees a non-Jewish woman in battle and war, and he is overcome with lust and desire for her. He lives with her. So then he is required by the Torah, he can't just, so to speak, enjoy her and dump her. He's required to support her, to take her into his home, to have a life with her. Now, under those circumstances, it's unlikely that they're going to have a happy life together, because that only happens in Hollywood, but in the real world it doesn't really happen that way. And therefore, the Torah follows that case by describing a second case, a case where a man has children from different women, and he prefers one set of children to the other set of children, which is always a disaster, because then you have tremendous strife within the family, even within a family of only one father and one mother. Oftentimes, terrible strife occurs, and unfortunately, there's no fight as bitter as a family fight. And here we're talking especially about inheritance. Well, when you throw money into that lethal mix, so then it becomes even more volatile. And therefore, the family, the child that's born from the woman that he took in war, and the other children that he has will not get along. And that leads to a third case of rebellious children, a ben sora or mora, a child that rebels against his parents. Not only rebels against his parents, becomes a delinquent, not just a delinquent, he stands and robs people on the road, becomes violent, he becomes a danger to society. So the Torah saw all of this in terms of consequences, right? The original act of passion leads to consequences. And therefore, the Torah always warns us against following our passions blindly, against giving in to them, because there always are consequences. In our world today, there are medical consequences that abound. There are social consequences that abound. There are entire classes of people who have no father that they know of. And therefore, they themselves grow up worse than orphaned because of the fact that they remain an underclass. All of these things the Torah tells us in advance. And that if you'll be careful, if in the first instance you'll be circumspect, and then these untoward events won't occur to you. But you should know that if you do go ahead with it, you should not expect clear sailing. You should not expect that somehow everything is going to be perfect, because that's just the way you want it to be. But that rather circumstances and realities in life always intervene, and a person would therefore be the wise person that the rabbis mentioned, the person that sees the consequences of one's act before the act is committed, and therefore will behave wisely, moderately, morally, in order to ensure that the future will also be as bright and as pushing for him as the present that he's engaged in.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Ki Tetzeh.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.